the great fighting
Sheva is also a to one hour.
That is only shots of shoes.
The Jews received
the Amidia,
but there was the special revelation
that anyone wants to leave the city should leave the city
by the revelation.
So that's our
story.
That's our local.
So and then there was an addition.
The city, so there is no
difference. I mean, different
kinds of
things. So what
happens if you leave the city? So leave the city.
So Rashi says,
you see that he's not mentioned it in connection with that. He says, so manichin ruach achas, v'chein manichin ruach achas b'yom osir, v'chein nilchemes mishus,
sh'yivru
v'chom sifri, v'yadchon on ze, mikitziv ha'yivru al midu, ha'shutziv ha'yishem. So nilchemes mishus, we have to leave one side open, to allow any soldier or enemy, who decides to quit fighting, to quit fighting.
So that's no kashe.
Now, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that there are two reasons for this mitzvah of leaving one side open. One is to teach us Rachmonis, even against the enemy. In other words, so that was to leave one side open to give a chance.
And then he wants to quit fighting, he should quit fighting.
If we surround them from all sides, so that will allow
mentions,
you know, the bitterness,
Rashi,
you know, the determination to fight under all sides. So the Rabban, and that's not time amikro, I mean, that from the Rabban, it's mashma, that's the real time of the mitzvah. One, because of the same honest against the enemy, and the other is in order to eliminate
the 15
full determination on the part of the enemy.
So
he says that the answer is because by Amoy he can go to the Chinuch Mitzvah incumbent upon the Yochi. So it doesn't make any sense to tell them anyone wants to leave the city, he should leave the city.
So Moshe had to.
I mean, actually,
Moshe had to,
that is, the Rai is from the Yeshua. So, Kolorit is showing the story of Yeshua. What was Mutoy was that Kol Misharitze Lahashu Yashmi, Kol Misharitze Livreach Yivrach, and Kol Misharitze Lilchem Yilchem. So that Yeshua did. Now the question arises, how about the Rishayim
Yuhon,
that there are two mitzvahs, even Zayin Amri. So how was Yeshua, how is it that Yeshua gave them a chance? So
there should be according to Rav Shimon,
if he wants to be Bereach, and that is a believer to say he's Bereach, so maybe he has the same deen like Zayin Amri Chutzlore,
even though right now he's not Israel,
but he wants to evacuate
that Israel.
But how about Rav Yehuda?
We have the whole to the mitzvah of
the Chai from Shabbat, but the Chai is even the Zayin Amri Chutzlore. So what kind of a heter is it? Before Shabbat, quello me a che so so sto con che non c'è niente perché sono un mezzo di come so detti di me come
so so
detti di me come
sono i certain
pool that we when at we against them
one wants to evacuate. There is no
but since the other one, a constellation world that besides the mitzvah so, of Chome,
there was also a mitzvah, and
there is also a mitzvah of Yochi,
and this question
so,
of fact.
What so the thing makes sense, it is certain
could
you say that
the and the other
mitzvah,
Livreach,
so what?
Before Sinai,
so we have to say, according to this
chain,
to hold
so
that there are two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Yochum and the mitzvah of Yochim, and according to Rabbi Yehudah, there is a Yehiyuv of
Dachim Dachim, even the
Gav Yisrael Amin,
according to Mandoma,
even the Gav Yisrael Amin, who are the Yehiyuv in
Yisrael,
and so the Pshat of Kol Mishareh, it's Mash Yivreach,
it's Mashma,
when Yeshua sent such a Fuzmutoye, it means
before
any one of the Zayin who is willing to say Kabbal Zayin
Mitzvah,
but he is not willing
now
to be Mashma, to be Mikabal Masvi Shibuch, but he wants to be Bereach, so then there is no deen of what Haifon Shom, because Mitzah the Mitzvah of Yochid. So Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvah takes off the mitzvah. Mitzad Melchomeh, so there is a
Melchomeh.
But anyway, but the Chinuch here only mentions Umchel Shiva Amim Mimakiv Nesim Kotzah. Umikom Mokim Adin Eisei Tchilo. Shim Ritzeinu Lamiach Leir Sheir Chuev Horishus V'yodol. And he doesn't mention, Amalek. Why not Amalek? Because the Chinuch Lishito say Amalek, besides the mitzvah of Rahim, that is Mutal Kwatzibo, so he don't say mitzvah of Yochim, so maybe it's not Chayim to say, Im Ritzenom Lomiya, Rahim, Shiyil, Chulem, Mahim, Yochim, and Bashoim came, Rigam is Einamim, where there is only mitzvah of Lomiya, so it's different. And then, So Moshe came Ligabe Zainami, so we need to come. Why should there be a difference? It's very simple. Because Ligabe Zainami, the Torah says,
so that parasha couldn't be the Bomat Dom, because it's mentioned in that parasha that Moshe said to Israel,
So it's not to be directed only against the Am of Amalek. But Zecher Amalek is the one who has Shem Amalek. So there is a mitzvah. That's the reason. As to why the Reich holds Yom HaRiz Amalek, there are two mitzvahs, two aspects. A mitzvah of Lachon and a mitzvah of Yochid. Ligab Zayin Ami, only mitzvah. Only so mitzvah of Muhammad. Now, the Yireim says that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek is only Neig on the Melech, not on anything else. It's only mitzvah.
So you couldn't sit in session.
It's only mitzvah of Muhammad. So maybe since it's a mitzvah of Muhammad, so that requires Melech. And without Melech, so once he doesn't mean only Melech, he means without Melech, they cannot do the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek. Because the Yireim
Shishiyah
is that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek is also only a mitzvah of Muhammad, not a mitzvah of the Yoch. Now,
Yisrael, so after the Yireim Yisrael, he didn't have to go, Shiluch El Arzi, Oyol Atchon Oshni.
I saw in Revol's Chidushim al Chumash, so he says that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek, whether it means the Muhammad or the Mitzvah of Yochid, he doesn't discuss that. There is a special halacha in the Mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek, that there has to be a Dvar Hashem.
I
mean, first of all, that's the Mashmoes of Dafto, of the Shabbos. Kriya Dvar Hashem. Pokadeti is Hashem.
All this that is mentioned.
So why did the Novi have to say Pokadeti?
According to Derby.
There's a mitzvah of Mochi Timchel.
That's what Rashi said.
There is a mitzvah of Mochi Timchel. It does not mention the Sipurne, but the Sipurne says, and the Posik in Shalach, not al Muhammad Hashem Bamolik with the idea. But I think So what is the Sipurne says, what's the Pshat Kim Mochi Emchezich Ramolik?
So we have to say,
Eirir is Yisroel Yidin Via, She Yuchamu Bamolik.
That, you know, in Rashi you find sometimes period,
the Bin Shalom Brimeirir. The Nevi'im, that the Jews should wage war against Amalek.
So that's it.
It's not the
same. Now, here there is a period,
what Rabbi says is Pshat in the Pshat of Pukadit in the Shoshakamalek. So the Rambam says that in the Hasidah, to the Pirushamishneh, the Rambam in the Hasidah, to the Pirushamishneh, the Rambam in the Hasidah, to the Pirushamishneh, so he says,
but that the period should be the parashat Zug, so we can say that.
So he says that if you know Kamashmiyot, period, and tells us Rashi to do something, we have to do. For example, the way, let's say, the way where if you know comes and tells us,
one point
it tells us that we have to wage war against Amalek. So you have to do.
When did Israel leave?
So why does he mention it?
Because
this portion, this example, a Novi comes and tells us we have to wage a war against Amalek.
And then,
because he could have said anything.
So by Shalach,
why did he mention Amalek? So apparently, the Rambam holds. The Rambam doesn't mention the word about it. But in the Hadamah, the Pir Hakamashneh, he holds that the whole mitzvah of Amalek, the whole mitzvah of Amalek, is based upon Dvar Hashem. And this is what Shalom says in the Pesach.
So everything is inspired
in the Shabbos of Tov.
What is mentioned in the last
one? So the whole mitzvah of Nikomah is a mitzvah of Nikomah.
Then, after
Israel, the Pashas Amikomah. Zocher Shos Ramolik.
Rashi says no.
Shos Ramolik. But Rashi is the whole Israel. Asher Kolko Baderech. Valzame Bechoko Nichshol Lachecho. Ve'atoroi Ve'yagia. Ve'yor Lekim. Ve'yor Lekim. Ve'yor Lekim. Ve'yor Lekim. Ve'yor Lekim. Ve'yor
Lekim.
So it's mashma that the Timche is because of Asher Osel Chamor. So it's Biderach Nikom. As a matter of fact, the shit is a Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah. Not the Sidiah Vishayim Musayim, then the Mitzvah of Sefer implies
so then it means
actually they
are the Mandoma in regard to the Mitzvah of
Zohar. So one Mitzvah means Tracy Mitzvah to be maskil, the parashe of Zocher HaShoshar
Moim,
the parashe of Zocher HaShoshar Moim, but then you have Tzitzcha Mitzvoyim. Tom,
So
you find it among the Sechiras in the Siddur, because the Yiddish is Hashem in the
Tevet.
The Shita Rambam is a Vah Mitzvah.
Even according to Mandova,
the whole Mitzvah of Zocher
is Yisrael
before we wage war.
So we have to
remind ourselves, of the Maisa of Guatemala.
But the
Of Mechemes Nikomo,
and that is mentioned in so many words in the Kiddur.
There has to be a Kiddur by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Tokadeti, as Hashem also says. In other words, the Kiddur is Mivare, I mean the physical correspondence between the Maisim of Yoshin Amalek
was given
at the time of
was given
and the Maisim of the Amalek of the that's why the Levi had to say first Pokalidus of Amalek, because the whole mitzvah is based of Ali Pokalidus.
That's from the Sifri
says that's all in Gapu Mitzvah of the so that's based upon Shikide. So
Yisrael came to the Rebbe, so then
So then the whole parsha was given.
So there is a din of not evenly kabizai nami.
All right. So the mele there is no kasha against it. However, there is a teitzres in Arizal, which says,
and that's also in the medrash that is also mentioned in the Sutta of Shimon ben Yochai. The same thing.
But the
it is mentioned, the Mevash is mentioned in the Chilut of Rav Shimon ben Yochai.
He in the Nechi
Shaleach Malach Lefalech.
In Mishpat. So I mean, Rashi and Rashi, there is a stira, but if you find a stira between Tetzis and Tetzis, so that's no stira anymore. It's different from our Tetzis. Now, Tetzis, now it is over.
In your Nechi Shaleach Malach Lefalech, לשמור חו בדורך להביח לעמוק לשכן איסי. היא שומע מפונוף ושמע בכלי, אל תמה בוי, כי לא ייסו לפי שכם, כי שמי בקרבי. כי אם שומע תשמע בכלי, ויוסיסו כל אשר אדבר, ואויבתי אסויבכו ויצרתי אסטרריכו. כי ילך מלוכי לפונכו, וביחו אלו מירי, ואחיתי ואפריזי ואקלני אחימי ואביסי ואיכרתי.
ומאן דאום,
זו דמיצווה הוכח עם תחימי,
נרשיתי מגספר.
And he says, "Kiyelach Malachi lefanecha." Now, who is the Malachi? So the Medrash Agodah and the Mechilta of Shimon ben Yochai says, "Him yonechi shaleach Malachi lefanecha zenovit."
So he says,
"Zenovit."
V'chein lo'im yevayal malach ha'lishem ma'agyodu al-bich. So when Moshe said to Yitzchak, "Le'daites chokel kishim
zerozo." So, "Mishmoch ha'baderech la'azir chaldi v'teir." So that's one function of the Novi. To be mazir al-di v'teir. U'mi yavacho le'arz Yisrael. El'amokein zeshilei. Asher achinitzi zeh b'isilomim. V'chein lo'im yevayal godel David. Now, so what does it mean? So it means that Biyam Bisamigdosh requires not to
be a fact.
To be makhlif kompanis, to be makhlif kompanis. So some of the dealing, they want that while it is possible to be makhlif kompanis, if we pass for like the Rambam, that kishol asidlov is because they come to the Haimet, it's impossible to be makhlif kompanis. He passed the slow kishol asidlov is on the mainland. Will be makhlif the hoots, but if we
makhlif like the Rambam,
because
to pass
because that in usually Kedusha Samikdash in the Torah, so in the Kedusha Samikdash was Lovei. So then they say, for example, so it could be Maksim Rikom Pesach. However, they say, so that can mean,
or the Rambam
gives us some safer, so they say, if it's Samikdash, we go to the Maksim. Why couldn't it be Maksim Rikom Samikdash? Because being in Samikdash requires
the Torah mentions the Rosai, Torah of Rosh
requires not.
It is very
so that is mentioned in that Roshe, in the Medrash Agodah, and also in the Chilut Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Chilut Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So because it says Malach Lefanecha, so that means Novi Malach. Malach is Shliach in the sense of Shliach in Novi. So and then El Amokim Zeshilei Ashechenis Zebisilomim V'Chein Oeinu V'Yovi Godel Dovi V'Yim Aralei Hokim V'Hashem Izbeir V'Giren Arena Yivusi V'Yim Erziz V'Chosadiyah. Now in the same parasha is mentioned Ki Yelech Malach Lefanecha, it means Novi V'Yachol Amir Yachiti Apriti Yachnane Yachiv V'Yivusi V'Yichati.
The same, I mean
V'Yichati. So that means that Bilchem is Zainami also requires Novi. So it's not such a double portion. I mean that Novi is only required to stay in Bilchem. So we can have Bilchem some more day, but not the Gavi is a Mashipirish Rashi.
From the Merashagot, and the Zot Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it appears
that even Zainami is not in Israel. So the Gavi Amalei, so we have him, okay, first of all, the Posse is itself, for Kanzas Rosh Hashanah, so that requires a Pekidu by the Benishol,
And the distinction between the Kostas and Kones, so the Posse of Mokashish, is that the Rebellion has to be made of us to the Holy Testament of the Nibir.
Everything
in the Shat of Posse and
transpired.
And we got this idea. We also have in Mokeya, in the Merle Shabbat, and in the Mechil Drapshim Mechoy. But according
to the
Parashah, I said that the Parashah of Gadda Serah said,
so Zayin Amin Amoli,
so what was involved only in the first of Muhammad,
where it's not in Israel.
According to the Ramban and Humesh, they are called Mitzvah. According to the Chinuch, so we got
the more Israel mitzvahs,
we got the Yomim, the only mitzvah of Muhammad. So in other words, so there is a machlik is a shame.
Up to...
So, according to some shame, certainly according to the
Dati,
according to the Tzitzvahs in Amizore, we got the Yomim, so it's only mitzvah of Muhammad. And according to the Yomim, so even by Amolik, it's only mitzvah of Muhammad. Now, and according to the Gir saying, the Rambam in Reb Chaim Helasif HaMitzvah, so then the Shittis HaRambam is that even the Mitzvah requires Urim Tumim. So, without Urim Tumim, it does not have a Chalei Shem HaMitzvah.
Except this person.
It does not have a Chalei Shem HaMitzvah. So, Mimele, there could be... So, when it requires Urim Tumim, it does not mean just Urim Tumim. Uvitumim means Alpia Divo. Suppose there is a Nobi, so there is Alpia Divo. If there is Uvitumim, even though it's not a Nobi, so it doesn't make any difference. Uvitumim is also like Nobi. It means Alpia Divo. So Mele, we couldn't have a Mechemes. We couldn't have a Mechemes. Even a Mechemes Mitzvah we couldn't have without Uvitumim. Without Nobi or Uvitumim. Because of the Aloche, that it requires Urim Tumim. It requires Urim Tumim. Now, but if we say, not like that Gersay, but like our Gersay and Sivan Mitzvahs, so only Milchemes or Rishus requires Urim Tumim, but Milchemes Mitzvah doesn't require Urim Tumim. Or let's say, according to Rabbi Yehine, that whenever there is no Urim Tumim, so there can be a Milchemes Mitzvah and have a Chalei Shem Milchome even without Urim Tumim. So then we have to say there is a special aloche. There is a special aloche by Amolek because of Moche Emche, as the Rabbi in the Akdome points out. So Moche Emche, this poor says, as Israel and Nevi, so she lochamu v'amoik. And then we got Zayin Amimim, so it seems that there is a special aloche in Zayin Amimim because of the posik, ki yilech maloch l'fanecho, v'yichati. So there is a special aloche. But let's say Adam Mochemes Mitzvah, Zos Yisroel Yassol Shebaalayim, that will be told. So we have no special Zeras HaKosim. So, even if we say that there is no Chalei Shem Milchome at all, but that doesn't mean that there is no heter of Milchome or not, and there is no mitzvah of Milchome. If Jews are attacked, because mitzad Ezras Yisrael Yatzor Shebaalayim itself has two mitzvahs. One mitzvah because of Milchome, and one mitzvah B'chiras Yochim, because of the Aloche of Tzviras HaMidyoni, Kitzirim Ulochem, of Habon Ohol, Hashkim Ohogay, on a collective level. But that's not Milchome, that doesn't have to be necessarily Milchome. So according to the Girsay of the Rav Chaim Melosif HaMitzvahs, that Milchome, there cannot be Milchome without Melech, without Benagod, without Yomitomim. So even when it says that it's only Yatzor Shebaalayim, so the mitzvah to be leichem, but because of Abol Ohr Hashkim Ohogay, but not because of Milchome, so Milchome will not apply. I mean, the Havoche, let's say, that Chutz is so hard, she comes to Bikulaku, so they are allowed to eat, to build a treifes if they don't find anything else. So it's not apply today. According to the Girsay, that we have the Sivah Mitzvahs, that Melchemes Mitzvah can be without Melach, without Melach, without the Mitzvah. So Melech, if there will be such a case, so it could apply in the Halacha of Melach. I mentioned that the Rambam, Yoda Chazokai, doesn't mention Urum Bitumim altogether. He only mentions Urum Bitumim in Melchas Melochim when he talks of the Melchome, so he doesn't mention Urum Bitumim. But where does he mention it? He mentions it in Kriyami.
So,
I want to discuss the Shittes HaRambam in Yodah HaZoko, which is not the same Shittes as the Rambam Shittes in Sefer HaMitzvah, and certainly not according to Rav Deskirse, Rav Chaim Meller, Sefer HaMitzvah. So, and the Shittes of Rashi as well. Now, so the question is, now, there is certainly a halacha that when a milchemes harshus, l'chol hapoches milchemes harshus is waged, so then we have to inquire for more bitumim. Why doesn't the Rambam mention it in Hilchos Melachim? So in Hilchos Melachim he mentions that if a melech wants to wage a milchemes harshus, so he has to consult the Beznagodim. He has to consult the Rashba, he has to consult the Beznagodim on two things, on the Etzim Milchome and also on the Kfiyas Ha'om, Lotz is born. Ur Bitumim doesn't mention it. Where does he mention it? In Hilchos Melachim. So it seems, now Rashi, now there is a machlekes in Gemara in Gittin, and now the Zohar, as well as Milch, Kibush Yochit, Shmei Kibush, or Kibush Yochit, or Shmei So Rashi, the machlekes in Anoim Gittin, in Tavches, in Abizor, in Chofar, So Rashi in Abizor says, Surya was a Milchemes, So Rashi says, Why was Surya a Milchemes, a Kibush Rabbi? So he says, Shloim Moshe Shemribei, but he also mentions in Abizor, Shloim Hoyu Aldi, the Uwem Bitum. So he says two reasons as to why Kibush Surya, Milchemes David B'Surya, was a Kibush Yochid. One is because there was no Urum Bitumim. And one is there was no Shishim Ribbon. So that's the Machlekes for the Kibush Yochid. Shmei Kibush, Kibush Yochid Yachid. Teisves says that the reason as to why Surya was considered Kibush Yochid is not because there was no Urum Bitumim. Not Urum Bitumim, because Eretz Knaan Yerushalayim was not kovush b'yad Yisroel as yet. Because some of the Paltira Shaloh, Moiko Vashto, Ve'ato Hila, Mekiru Sakram Naroim. So when David HaMelech waged war against Syria, Yerushalayim was not the possession of the Jews as yet. So since all of Eretz Knaan, the Orash Nitlo Avnam Avinu was not completely in possession of the Jewish people, so from Leile, any Milchome that is conducted by the Melech before all of Eretz Knaan is in the hands of the Jews, so it's a Kibush Yochid. Now the question is, why is it called Kibush Yochid?
So he should come by another name?
So
let him say, Kibush Suye in the Artsor. Why? Because it was nearby. Kedem Sheik Artsnoan was Bialyzor. But the Gemara mentions Kibush Yochanan too. So Bishleime, according to Rashi's town of Shishim Ribi, you understand? So in other words, since only a handful of Jews participate in that war, so it's not the Kibush Yochanan. There was no 600,000 Jews participating in the war. In order to be a Kibush Rabbi, so they have to be a Rabbi. What's a Rabbi? Shishim Ribi. But according to Tetzves, just because Eretz Yisrael was not Kovush Biyaz Yisrael because of that, so he was a Kibbutz Yochanan. So it's another reason, so it's another aloha, that before Eretz Yisrael is now possession, we have no right to be Kibbutz Yisrael. True, there is a loche, so we can be based on Eretz Yisrael. So, where do we have a right to be based on Eretz Yisrael if Eretz Yisrael is now held? But as long as a sum of the origin is not now held, we are not in a position to be Kevish Nisar. So it has nothing to do with Yochid or Rabin. Why does the Gemara use the Loshin Kibush Yochid? Shmei Kibush, Oishvi Kibush. And then even according to Rashi, we have to understand. What's the Pshat? So Bishlo, the Shishim Ribe, you understand. But who are we talking? What is all we talking to do with Kibush Yochid or Rabi? So let them say, Kibush Yochid, who are we talking? Whether Kibush or Kibush.
Doesn't apply to Yochid.
Rashi says that the reason is why Suya was a Kibush Yochanan is because, first of all, there was no Shishim Ribe. Secondly, because it was not al pi adibur, there was not al pi omer. Now, so it seems that the definition of Kibush Rabim is Rabim means a Kibush that was made by the whole Knesset Yisrael, by Kol Yisrael. Not Kol Yisrael, let's say, if there are 10 million Jews. So a kibush made by 10 million Jews.
No,
so it doesn't make any difference whether the kibush is made by 10 Jews, by 100 Jews, by 1,000 Jews, by 1,000,000 Jews, by 10 million Jews. As long as it's made by a number of individual Jews, so it's a kibush. So it's many yachidim. Does it make any difference whether it's one yachid or a million yachidim? Kibush Rabi means not a kibush of 10 million yachidim. Kibush Rabi means a kibush that is realized by Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael is one body. As Gush Echad. As one body. As a unit. That's Kibush Rabi. Not Rabim in the sense of many individuals, but Rabim in the sense of Kol Uma Yisrael, the whole Knesset Yisrael, as one group, as one group. That's the definition of Kibush Rabi. So that's the Shaila. Whether a Kibush that Al Pidin is considered to be realized only by Yechidim, whether it's one yachid, or 10 yachidim, or 1,000 yachidim, or 10,000 yachidim, doesn't make any difference. A kibush that is made by yachidim, by number of yachidim, not by the whole Umma Yisraelis, not by Kol Yisrael, is a gush echad. So whether that kibush endows Eretz Yisrael, bestows upon the land that is mirdash, gedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael, so the Mador Maru says, Rabbi Meir holds Kibush Yochanan, Shmei Kibush. He holds that even a Kibush made by Yechidim of Israel, it doesn't make any difference, one Yechid or 10 Yechidim or 1,000 Yechidim or 10,000 Yechidim or a million Yechidim. So even a Kibush that is made by Yechidim bestows Kedushas Eretz Yisrael upon the land that was nearby. And the man, and Rabbi Yisi, who says Kibush Yochid lo Yishmi Kibush, holds, in order to be Niskadish, al yidei Kibush, al yidei Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so the Kibush must be made by Kol Yisrael as one group, not by Yechidim. So Mimele, Teisves, Shite is, we ask, according to Teisves, that the reason as to why Suye is Kibush Yochid is because The Sanhedrin said to him, "So what does it mean? It means that the Melech has no right, he has no rishus, to be kevish nisofis, calls man eretz knoan is not in our possession. When does the Melech have the right to be kevish nisofis? Only after eretz knoan, the oretz that is nitla from Avinu is in our possession. But calls man, there is, let's say, one city, the Yerushalayim, at that time Yerushalayim, the Yebusi had the control over Yerushalayim at that time. So as long as there is a part, as there is a part of the Oretz Nitnol Avraham Avinu that is not in our hands, not under our control, then we have no right, we are not allowed to be Kevish Nisofis. Now, since we are not allowed to be Kevish Nisofis, so it doesn't make any difference how many Jews participate in the war. If Al Pidin, we are not allowed to wage that war, so mainly it cannot be attributed to Kol Yisrael. When can it be attributed to Kol Yisrael? That is only if we are allowed, but if we are not allowed to wage the war, it's illegitimate, it's against the Deen. So it cannot be attributed to Kol Yisrael. So whose kibush is it? Is the kibush of those who actually were kevish. Let's say if 10,000 Jews were kevish in a certain land, Syria, so then these 10,000 Jews, so it's the kibush of these 10,000 Jews, not a kibush by Kol Yisrael. By Kol Yisrael. So that's why Tesa says that Surya was considered kibush yochid because he was not allowed to be kibush Surya at that time, inasmuch as Yerushalayim was not in the hands of the Jewish people. So since it was Shemneged Adin, so mainly it cannot be misyaches. So the Maisa HaKibush cannot be misyacheses to call Yisrael, to the whole Knesset Yisrael, to the whole Maisa. All right. Now Rashi says something else. Rashi says that in order that the Kibush should be a Kibush not by a million Yechidim, by a million individual Jews, but a kibbutz by the woman Israelis, like Gush Echod, so it requires Urim Bitumim. In other words, if it is done al pi Urim Bitumim, then it can be misyachis to call Israel as a Gush Echod. But if it was not done al pi Urim Bitumim, it cannot be misyachis to call Israel. Now, so actually the Rambam Shita is, and that's also the Shita of Rashi. Now we saw that Rashi in Broche says that first of all, the Mir in Sanhedrin says that the reason as to why Melech has to consult Bez Nagodol in Mitzoyin Mechames Hashus is only to induct the people in the Muhammad. But if, let's say, the participants in the Muhammad in Mechemes Hashus will be volunteers, so it doesn't even require the approval of Bez Nagod. And then Rashi in Broche says that the reason as to why David, he consulted Bez Nagod was because he wanted Bez Nagod to be mispalel. He wanted to be Bez Nagod to be mispalel. Why to be mispalel? But after all, I mean, there is a loche of imitzim lechemes or shusa of ibez nagod, whether mispalo or not mispalo. That's a mishnah mufareshes. The answer is that the Rashi agrees with the Miri that the whole aloche of imitzim lechemes or shusa of ibez nagod, that is only. To be kivis on Motzis. But Etzim Muhammad doesn't require, he can declare war without the pool of Bez Nagod. So, and David had enough volunteers, he could start the war even without forcing anybody. So, mainly the reason as to why he asked Bez Nagod is because he wanted them to be mispalil. But this mispalil is not just the way you go to Hasidic Rebbe and ask him to be mispalil. That's also something. I mean, but there is no such halacha that you have to ask him to be mispalil. Here Rashi says it Because al pidin there is a halacha that the Bez Nagodl has to be mispalel. Where is that halacha? Because there is a parasha in the Torah. Because of Yom Milchoma Ba'atzichem, al Atzar Atzira Eschem, in Baal Yisro.
In the interpretation of one of the 32 guidelines of the
וכסביהו מלחום בארציך ומעצר עציר ארסכם ועריסם בחצי צריס נזכרתם של שלוקיכם נשאלתם מלוויכם so כסביהו מלחום בארציכם so there is a loch of עריסם בחצי צריס what does the Rambam say עריסם בחצי צריס you don't include just חצי צריס חצי צריס is a concomitant of תשובה and תפילה חצי צריס is a concomitant of תשובה and תפילה so in other words so the whole Paul so the Rambam says it, that when there is a Muhammad, so then the whole tzibur has to do tshuva and has to be mispalel, so that the chiyu the raise, and the chatzitzret is part and parcel of the mitzvah of tshuva and tefillah. Kisavei Muhammad batzichem. So since there is a mitzvah of tshuva and tefillah b'shas Muhammad, incumbent upon all Jews, some mele the Sanhedrin deila, the Bez Nagodl, they are the Rosh Yom v'sheitrom, they themselves are mechuyev to play the leading role in the tefillahs b'shas Muhammad. So that's why. So now, how does Rashi know? Now the question is: now it is certainly obvious the Loshna HaMishnah is. That from the Mishnah it appears that there is that the consent of Bez Nagodl is necessary not only for the purpose of Tefillah, because if it had been just for the purpose of Tefillah, so the Mishnah would use the Russian Emitzin and Melchemes of Shoes, Elwal Pi Bez Nishalayna. It's not a question of mitzvah. So the Mishnah should say that Bez Nishalayin Aleph has to be mispalel. The Loshna Mishnah is a mitzvah l'milchemes hashu'us. So it's mashma that he cannot be mitzi. So either it means that he cannot even declare war, he cannot start a war, he has no right to start a war, the milchemes hashu'us, or it means l'cholapoches, as the Miri points out, that he cannot force anybody, he cannot induct anybody into the war. I mean, he can't force anybody to fight in the war. But it certainly implies something other than just the fact that the Bez Nagodl has to be mispalel. So the question is, how did Rashi know that Bez Nagodl also has to be mispalel, and that he has to obtain, so in other words, according to Rashi, so one is not allowed. So in other words, so the Bez Nagodl requires, has to consult, the Melech has to consult Bez Nagodl even apart from the Kvi of the Om. Not only in connection with the Kvi of the Om, but also even if he has enough volunteers. So he still has to consult the Bez Nagodl in order they should be mispalel. Where did Rashi get it? Now, so that there is a mitzvah of Bez Nagodl, that's because of the parasha of Kisavei Muchol Ba'atzich Matzah Yisrael Ba'arisim Chatzitzres and Chatzitzres, that's only concomitant of Tshuva and Tefillah. So there is a chiyuv of Tshuva and Tefillah incumbent upon all Jews. So Mele, there is a special chiyuv of Bez Nagodl Sheim Roshi Yom Sheitro. But where did the Rambam, where did Rashi get it from the Gemara? So it seems to me that Rashi was midayik. Now the Gemara says here like this: Ve'achri achi seifel, Omer Rav Yosef Maikro, Ve'achri achi seifel bnoyo ben Yehuda, Ve'vyoso v'sar tzoro lemelach Yehir, achi seifel zeyinitz, V'cheinuei me'yavatzis achi seifel ashiyoach, Ubno, ubnoyodo zusan edrin, Ve'vyoso edri yom vitumen, V'cheinuei me'ubno v'yodo akreis alatreis. So according to Rambam, Ubnoyodo akreis uplaysim in Sanhedrin. So one is Boyol Ben Yehuda, like Pesach Place, he was the Rosh of the Salafi. According to Rashi, Pesach Place is reference to Omri Tumim. So, and what does it mean? Ubnol Yorat Pesach Place, I mean, Rashi here is very brief, but in Broches he's much more marich. So he says, Ubnol Ben Yehuda, like Pesach Place, means that the Rishus of the Sanhedrin took place before inquiry was made from Omri Tumim. Ubnol Ben Yehuda, he was there. The Muflesh in Bez Nagoro, so Allah Kreisa Plaisi, he preceded the Kreisa Plaisi. In other words, first David HaMelech consulted the old Yehudo, that means the Reish Sanhedrin, that means Sanhedrin, and then he consulted the Omri Tumim. That's according to Rashi. So in other words, so in the Seder of the Melchemes David, so first David consulted Sanhedrin, and then Yehudim. Now, so if we say that the consent of Bez Nagod is required because of the Etzim Luchomei, as the Rambam Sifra Mitzvah says, without Bez Nagod, he doesn't have a Chalisha Luchomei. And according to one person, so he doesn't even have a Chalisha Luchomei Mitzvah. But according to all Gersonis in Sifra Mitzvahs, if there cannot be a Chalisha Luchomei on shoes without Bez Nagodl. So we understand, since it's a prerequisite for the Chalisha Luchomei, and without the consent of Bez Nagodl, it does not have a Chalisha Luchomei. So Mimele, the Seder is that first he has to obtain the consent of Bez Nagodl, then the consent of Lomitum. But according to Rashi, that insofar as the Luchomei itself is concerned, he can start the war without Bez Nagodl, without anybody. Without Bez Nagodl, without Lomitum, without anybody. So the consent of Bez Nagodl is only needed in order to force, to be key for others to participate in the Luchomei. But not for the Etzem Luchomei itself. So why is the Seder that Ubnoyo Ben Yehudo ala Kreisi v'ala Plaisi? Why was the Seder that the consent of Ubnoyo Ben Yehudo preceded the inquiry from Omri Tumim? Why couldn't he inquire from Omri Tumim first? And then ask for the consent of Bez Nagodl? After all, the consent of Bez Nagodl was not even needed in order to start the Muhammad. It was only needed in order to become his own. So, if he became his own, after he obtained the Rishus from Omri Tumim. But we have to see what Rashi says in connection with the Omri Tumim. Rashi in Brocha says, in connection with the Omri Tumim, so he says, so first he was Sheol, Noyol Yehudo, the Bez Nagodl, and then David inquired from Tumim, Haim Yitzlach B'Mulchom O'Eloi. So he doesn't say, Ha'el L'Mulchom O'Eloi, but Haim Yitzlach B'Mulchom. So it appears from Rashi that there was no requirement that they should ask Rishus from Tumim. They don't even have to inquire whether they should wait for that. If the Melech wants to conduct war, he can conduct war. But he is supposed to inquire from Omri Tumim whether he will be successful in war. There's a big difference between an inquiry as to whether he should wage war or whether he will be successful in war. If the Omri Tumim, if he just inquires, Ha'etzlach Eloi, so it doesn't mean that the Omri Tumim gives him the shoes. It only means if you do wage war, so you will be successful. But that does not necessarily mean that the Omri Tumim gives him rishus. So according to Rashi in Broches, it's mashma that the Bez Nagodl doesn't even require the rishus of Ra'itonim. It's only he has to ask whether he will be successful or not. Now, so suppose, so that you don't understand the purpose of this inquiry. Suppose the woman Bitumim says you will fail in that war. So will he have a right to wage war? Naturally not. So in other words, so all that he has to inquire according to Rashi, all that David HaMelech inquired, was not whether he should wage war or not, but whether he will be successful in the war or he will not be successful in the war. And naturally, if the Bitumim said to Dobby, the answer was by the Ur Bitumim, the Titzlah, so then he waged war. If the answer was Ur Titzlah, so then in all probability he did not wage war. He certainly wouldn't have a right. I mean, if Ur Titzlah, so then in that way he'll just sacrifice the lives of the Jews. So he'll do something that what Moshe Dayan did. So I mean, so certainly has no issues to do that. So we see from a portion of Rashi in Broches that even Ur Bitumim, so it wasn't necessary to get the issues of Ur Bitumim, only to ask whether it will be Matzliach in the Melchome or not. So Melech, so that's why Rashi, how did Rashi know? So when the Mishnah says Emitzin Lechemes Oshusa Opi Bez Nagodl, so what does the Mishnah, according to Rashi, what does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah means he cannot be king. But Rashi was midayich from the seder, from the procedure that was adopted by David, that not only was the David consult the Bez Nagodl on the question as to whether he has to be kefir or not, whether he should be kefir the Obotrins or not, and that's a requirement of the Deen, but he also consulted on the Sanhedrin Deva and that's Muhammad, whether it's advisable to start war or not. Why did he consult that? Because he wanted Bez Nagodl to be mispaled. If Bez Nagodl will not approve of the war, so then even if they will be mispaled, it will not be as good as if they approve of the war. Any day. And since there is a loche of Kisaviyum Mechom Ba'atzir Ba'atzar Atzir Ezrem, that Bez Nagodl has a special role in the tefillah and the tshuva of the tzibur. It's a tefillah and tshuva of the tzibur. And they are zikne on b'sheitro. So mele they have a special role in the tefillah and the tshuva of the tzibur. So mele, David HaMelech wanted that they should be mispalad, believe Sholom, believe Gomo. So because of that, he consulted the Bez Nagodl, and that's why, so now we understand as to why David HaMelech had to consult the Bez Nagodl before he inquired from Ur Bitumim. Why? Because the inquiry, according to Rashi, so the inquiry from Ur Bitumim was not whether he has a right to wage war. That's not just Rashi. The inquiry from Ur Bitumim was whether it was Matzliach. Now, so maybe he had to whether he'll be Matzliach or not, to a certain extent, was told whether Bez Nagodl will be mispalled. Klal Yisrael and Bez Nagodl will be mispalled properly. I mean, what's the derech of the Jews? I mean, when they wage war, b'charbu v'kashdi. So there are two pshotim b'charbu v'kashdi. The pshutim b'charbu v'kashdi b'tzloisei, al litfilo. And I mean, what was the derech of Yaakov? So in other words, so tefillo is an important factor in Muhammad. So the Mele, before he inquires from Ur Bitumim whether he'll be Matzliach or not, so he has to know, he has to make sure that the Bez Nagodl will be mispalel, because it might be, David HaMelech anticipated, that if Bez Nagodl will be mispalel, believe Sholei, then there will be Matzliach. And if Bez Nagodl will not be mispalel, believe Sholei, there will not be Matzliach. So what's the use of inquiring from Ur Bitumim? If he did not consult Bez Nagodl as yet, and he doesn't know whether Bez Nagodl will be mispalled, believe Sholei, will be mispalled properly for the Milchome, for the success of the Jews in the Milchome. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why
David adapted this procedure. First he consulted Bez Nadon, and then he consulted the Ovitomim. Why? Because the inquiry from Ovitomim was not an inquiry as to whether he should wage war or not, but it was an inquiry as to whether he would be Matzliach or not. He didn't ask Ovitomim whether he should win. Apparently he had the right even without asking only to me. Even without asking only to me. So from that Rashi deduced that not only did David have to consult Bez Nagodu on the question of the Kviyas Ohr, and that's the Mishnah, that's the Aloha that is mentioned in the Mishnah, but he also had to consult Bez Nagodu in order that Bez Nagodu should be mispalled, because he wanted to be sure that there would be Matzliach. So first he had to consult the Bez Nagodu, then once he made sure that Bez Nagodu would be mispalled properly, Bez Nagodu and the Klal Yisrael would be mispalled properly for the Jews, Bishas Luchome, so then only he was ready to inquire from Ovitumim as to whether it must be or not, because if Bez Nagodu and Klal Yisrael will not be mispalled properly, so then it might be that he, because of that, he will not be Matzliach in the war. So first he had to consult Bez Nagodu, and then he had to inquire from Ovitumim. So that is the raya of Rashi, that besides the consulting Bez Nagodu on the question of Kriye, so it was necessary to consult Bez Nagodu in order that Bez Nagodu should be mispalled. But insofar as Ovitumim is concerned, so according to Rashi, he didn't even have to ask for the issues. The Ramban says, in Sefer HaMitzvot, that he had to ask issues from the Ovitumim for the Etzem Muhammad, not just whether it will be Matzliach or not, but Ha'ele Olam, not whether Matzliach. So, what is the Shita of Rashi? So the Shita of Rashi is that this Gzeres HaKosuv of Lifnei Elezer HaKein Yamit, Vishoalei B'Mishpat Ourim, Elezer HaKein Yamit, Vishoalei B'Mishpat Ourim,
but that parasha of Hashem is something that we do with Rama says, so the Bible has
Lezer HaKein Yami, Vishol El Bimishpat Uri, Lifnei Hashem, Al Piv Yitzur, Al Piv Yabeyu, Hu Bichol Lo Yisroel Vite Bichol Eidon. So according to the Ramban, and according to the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot, not the Ramban Yilach HaZoko, but according, because Yilach HaZoko, he doesn't even mention Uri to Yilach HaZmeloch. But according to the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot, and according to the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot, it's the Aloche that he has to inquire, get the shoes of the Ovitum before he starts the war, according to Rabbi Yehuda too. Rabbi Yehuda holds when there is no Ovitumim, so then there is no such chiyuv. But when there is an Ovitumim, he's not allowed to wage a war. He's not allowed to wage a war, even Melchemes Mitzvah, without consulting Ovitumim. The Rabbi Yehuda shita is that even Melchemes Mitzvah requires Ovitumim. So we're not allowed to wage a war as long as there is a way to me. According to Rashi, the pshat in the posik is not that Yeshua, the Melech, is not allowed to wage war without getting the rishus of the Rotum first. Now, if Nozer HaKein Yamit, so Rashi says, Vishale, Bimishpaturim, so Rashi says, Nuchumes, Kishi Yitztorich Lotzis Lemuchom, Kishi Yitztorich Lotzis Lemuchom. So Rashi does say, Kishi Yitztorich Lotzis Lemuchom. That's the Pshutish on Mikro, Vishale, in other words, Kishi Yitztorich Lotzis Lemuchom, and Vicholo Eido, so who behold the Israel Ite? So the Gemara says, behold the Israel, the Omishok Muhammad. So the Posik certainly has reference to Elishas Muhammad. But Rashi holds that the Melech could wage war without the Ovitumim. Without the Ovitumim. Without anything. Even without asking the Ovitumim Ha'etzlach. So he still has a right to wage war. But in order that the Milchomet should be considered not the Milchomet Yochid, but the Milchomet Rabim. And Rabim doesn't mean just 10 million Jews. It can be Milchomet Yechidim even if you have 10 million Jews participating as soldiers in the war.
Milchemes Rabbi means just as Kibush Rabbi. What does Kibush Rabbi mean? Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush realized by the Klal Yisrael. It's the Kibush Echad. And Kibush Yochid means a Kibush realized by a number of Yechidim. It doesn't matter how many Yechidim. One, 10, 100,000, 10,000, 100,000. It's not by the Klal. It's Kibush Echad. So in order that the Milchemes should be a Milchemes Rabbi, a Muhammad that is carried out by Klal Yisrael, not a Muhammad that is carried out by so many Jewish soldiers. So in Mele, it is necessary that there should be Urim Bitumim. So if it is done with the consent of the Urim Bitumim, then the Muhammad is a Muhammad's habit. But if it's not done, all the Urim Bitumim, with the consent of Tumim, so it's Muhammad's Yochid. Now, you'll see that the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim says as follows. He says like this. Kol Orens.
In the same way, the quality of Yechanan, everything.
Shekei Veish. הרי ישרה, וניסים לעבודו כולן שהמלחומו כפי מה שיוצא, ומניח לעצמי כפי מה שיוצא, ובכל אלו הדבורים דיני דין, ובכל יהיה מייסוב לשם שמיים, דצים פרק ד' מלחס מלוכים הלוך יהיו, ובכל יהיה מייסוב לשם שמיים, ותהיה מגמתי ומחשבתי להרים דס האמס, ולמעלה ישראל הועילום צדק, וליש בעזרי הראשויים, ולילוכים מלחומי סדישם. So he says that kol oret sheikei veish, so hari yishalei, the Melech Eskevus belongs to him and to all his avodot and anshei hamelchomo, all those who fight in the war. And then in Alochetes he says, v'chola ha'malmloche sheikei veish ha'ritzois ha'melech ha'mlochim l'melech. ושעביזו שבייזזים בייזזים בני סלפונו בני איתו מחצה בריש ומחצה סעביזו חלקי נעשי כואן שעצור ביחד עם אורם היש ומלכילים במחנה לשומרום חלקי בשווה שנאמה כי חלק הירד מלחום הולכי חלק היש ומלכילים ירד ויחליק. So that's our lochen, that the soldier who participates in combat duty and the war who participates in civil duty, who is Misapik Maimu Mose in the Aliko. Because they also are effective in the realization of the war. So he says that the war, to whom does it belong? To whom does it belong? To the Anshei Hamelchomo. The Anshei Hamelchomo, the Bizo belongs to the Anshei Atzovo, and also those who are Yishim Malakilim, those who do civil duty. Who sit behind me? So the Orets and the Bizo belong only to the Anshei Hamelchomo, to the Melech and Anshei Hamelchomo, not to the whole Jewish people. Now what's the Aloche? When now the Rambam mentions at the end of the Hashmita Yevu that if a Melech and also in Yochim, if a Melech is Kevish and Eretz, so it belongs to Kol Yisrael. It belongs to Kol Yisrael. The answer is that just as there are two kinds of kibushim, kibush yochid and kibush rabin, so there is milchemes yochid and milchemes rabin. Kibush rabin is milchemes rabin, and kibush yochid is a kibush that was realized through a milchemes yochid. Now yochid does not necessarily mean one Jew. It can mean even 10 million Jews. If it's not al pidin carried out by Klal Yisrael, kibusha. So mele. So in other words, there are two kinds of milchemes. There is a milchome that is attributed to Klal Yisrael. That is attributed to Klal Yisrael, and there is a milchome that is not attributed to Klal Yisrael, but is attributed to those who are actually carrying out the war. Those who are involved, but not to Klal Yisrael. So Mele, Rashi Shite goes like that. Rashi Shite, now, one thing, the Rambam says, when the Melech Yisrael carries out a war, so his motives must be Lishim Shemayim. V'tiye migamotei u'machshavtei lehorim daso emes, u'limalei Yisraelom tzedek, v'lishbeir zriya ha'oshoyim, v'lilochei milchomes adishem. So, in other words, that his kavone should be l'shem shemayim, l'shem tzedek. To put an end to rishes. Now the question arises. Now, if let's say the Nagaloch is the Rambam himself says the Sefer HaMitzvos that it does not have a chalishem chomet unless it is alpi melech alpi bez nagod alpi umitumim. It is alpi umitumim. So certainly, I mean. So it's Lishem Shemayim, I mean. So why do they have to say that he has to, his kavones have to be Lishem Shemayim, Lishbriya, Zvriya, Lishoyim? So apparently there are two kinds of Muhammads. There is a Muhammad Yochid and there is a Muhammad Rabbi. Now, there is a halacha of Muhammad by going to? By going to? Now there is a halacha, the Gemara says in written, the Gemara says, Amun Meyat Tiyahu Bisichein. So, what does it mean, Amun Meyat Tiyahu Bisichein? That means now there is a halacha of Al Totor Ez Meyot, Valtizga Bamuchom. So how were the Jews allowed to be leichim against Sichei? And that was Amin's land. So the answer is because Sichei first conquered it from Amin Umeyo, then from Amin, and then the Jews conquered it from Sichei. So when the Jews waged war against Sichei, they didn't wage war, so it wasn't Amin's anymore, it was Sichei's. So we see from that, so Teisa says,
so an Ari who killed a human being without Mati should be considered like a Sheir who killed a human being who was with Mati already. Now there is a Loche.
Now the Gemara says, "Minayin, don't make a shlokish. That from Zayin on the base in Gibn. Minayin will be chomim shekinen the chomim masiyodem. Shenayim gam neyat yishovim agorim umochem mehem tiknu. Atem kinen mehem, v'loyim kinen mikem, v'loyim kinen zem mizem." So the Gemara says, "Ve'im hanu milu b'kaspe avu b'chazok eloi, omar afpok pe'anu neyot tiron b'sich." So Teisus says, what does it mean? Chazok Eloi? Rashi says, Chazok Eshel Abdus. So Teisus says, no, it means Chazok Eshel Kibush Muhammad. So how do we know that there is such a Kenyan as Kibush Muhammad? I'm in the Mayor of Tiro Bissir. Then the Gemara says, So there is a Kenyan Kibush Muhammad, there is a Khalid bin Kibush Muhammad, if Akum Yisrael. And Akum be Akum, and Yisrael be Akum. And Yisrael Ba'akum. So there is a din of Kibush Muhammad. The Teisus Reed says that Amin may have Tiro Bisichein, so it wasn't through Kibush Muhammad, but it was through Yush. I mean, but Karake is not meant to be Yush. So there is a Yerushalme. So there is a Yerushalme that Vavrov says, because the Yerushalme, Teisus in Suke mentioned the Yerushalme, that where it's Nishtak Hashim Abaylim, then there is Yush Iskene, even by Karake. So that's the sheet of the Teisus Reed. And then, the Rabbi Goyen apparently also agrees with the Teisus Reed, and perhaps Rashi too. Rashi doesn't say anything, but it's mashma that Rashi also shita is that there is no kin of Kibush Muhammad. But Teisus and the Rambam, the Rashbo, they say that there is a kin of Kibush Muhammad. So how do we know the halacha of kin Kibush Muhammad? So we know the halacha of king Kibush Muhammad, but we know because of the posik of because of the halacha of Amun Mei of Tiyah B'Sichi or by Yishvim Menushevi. So there is a king of Kibush Muhammad in Ma'akum B'Yisrael. And Akum B'Akum, that's Amun Mei of Tiyah B'Sichi. Now, the Chassam Sefer asks a kashi. So we see if according to Teisus and according to many Rishayim here in this, there is a king of Kibush Muhammad even by Akum. Morris and Hedrin says, Na'amami says, that Ibneach, if Ibneach took a pasteya, so then is Chalim Misen, Misad Gezel. So Rashi says there, so Pshat Nimore, because if Astea was only Buter, Milchome, and Akum loved me, Milchome.
But according to Rashi,